Tuesday morning. It means it's time for us to talk to financial planner Brad Graber from investingintruth.com. Always gives us some great tips and advice from a biblical viewpoint on how to be better stewards of all God has given us. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Brad.
Well, we're talking about warning signs of bad investments today, and you say the act of accumulating and investing wealth is a dangerous proposition for the Christian. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times we like to look at the rich and think that they have it easy, but actually, as a Christian accumulating wealth, it can be a pretty hard process because we have the weight of stewardship on us, and we have to manage that wealth well, and then we also have to make sure that we're guarding our hearts and making sure that we're keeping them pure and focusing on Christ, not on our accumulations. So it can be a tricky process.
Give us some investment red flags. I know there are some out there, and we'll probably even smile a bit when we hear some of them, but give us a few of those that we can be aware of.
Sure thing. And what you're going to find is a lot of these things can be tied back straight to biblical principles that are pointing out sin. So if we just know Scripture, it'll help us definitely to find these things, to sniff out the bad investments. But it doesn't hurt to have some real-life examples to go with it. So first one I always like to point to is the one that has the big upside and no risk. So it's the no-lose investment. And I'm sure a lot of us have seen those things before where somebody comes to us and says, hey, if you do this, there is no downside to this. It's, you know, everybody that invests in it is going to have lots of money. They're going to be wealthy. And we have to remember, number one, what's the sin that that's pointing to? It's pointing to the get-rich-quick mindset, to greed or envy or covetousness. Those are the sins that are going to go along with that. And the one thing that we should realize is that everything has risk, and we need to figure out what it is. So as we're researching an investment, if it has big potential upside, then there has to be a corresponding risk that goes with it, because something that carries no risk typically doesn't give you a big reward, because otherwise, everybody would be in it, and the reward wouldn't have to be as big as what it is. So it's automatically violating that investment principle of risk and reward going hand in hand.
Hey, we're
what I would tell people when they see an investment like this that looks really good, almost too good, make sure you take your time, do your research, get wise counsel, and make sure all your questions are answered and you understand what the true downside of this thing actually is.
Now, you've got quite a list of these red flag things to watch out for, Brad. I want to let everybody know that they'll be able to find this article. We'll let you know where to find it on his website, investingintruth.com, before we let Brad get off the phone today. But I'm going to jump ahead one because this is the one that it's not the one that I would say when I was younger I would have fallen for it, but now it just really irritates me. And you call it the short fuse, quick decision required.
Today.
Same point here. We kind of go back to the same thing that we talked about in the first one. The reason why they have the short fuse that you have to make a quick decision is because then you don't have time to do your research.
Yeah.
And you should never invest in something you don't understand. When you don't have enough time to get your hands around it and to get your mind wrapped around the ups and the downs of it, you shouldn't do it. You're much better off walking away from it than to jump into something you don't fully understand.
So when someone says you could be the next Warren Buffett or the next Donald Trump or somebody like that, that's probably another telltale sign as well, right?
Yeah, they always like to make us dream big. So I've just seen it migrate through the ages. It used to be Warren Buffett and Microsoft. Now it's Google and Apple, Amazon.com, whatever. They're always going to come up with what makes people dream big today. And it makes you start thinking this big dream of what I could be if I had all this wealth. It's kind of that winning the lottery mindset. And we suddenly start to drop our guard and we start to ignore those little warning signs that may be popping up there.
You know, you've shared a lot with us over the last year, Brad, about how God has designed us for work. Work is important. So I'm thinking the whole easy money, you won't need to work thing has really got to be the one that probably goes through you.
Yeah. And it really does, and it's an appeal to the sluggard. So we've often talked about this scripture that appeals to the sluggard and all the warning signs how we don't want to be associated with the sluggard. Well, the sluggard doesn't want to work. They want to get money and not do the work. And there's a lot of investments out there. It makes me think of pyramid schemes where you get into it and all you got to do is get some more people after you into it, and then you don't have to do anything but sit back and walk to your mailbox and pick up the check. That should be a huge warning sign because work is God's way of providing for us. And when we take work out of the equation, there's probably some sinful mindset in there.
about the nice, kind, compassionate person, and maybe even from a Christian bent and perspective. I just want to help you. We are concerned about you and your wealth and your future. Talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah, and this one actually comes from one that I've seen a lot in small towns, where you got the guy going door to door trying to raise money for some great business or idea that he has, and when you ask him, well, why are you coming to me instead of going to people with more money or going to banks or whatever to get your financing, it's often, well, I want to help the little guy. And what you often find out is that the smart money, the institutional money, or the people with the deeper pockets, they've looked at it and turned the person away. So they had more experience, more wisdom maybe, in being able to discern what this person's downside was and said, no thanks. So he's kind of on his last leg, and that's why he's going out. It's not so much that he cares for the little guy.
Yeah, there's another thing on your list too, Brad. I want to let all of you know again, this list is, I think you've got, what, nine things in the first part of your article here that you list that we need to watch out for. And we're going to point you to where to find this so you can read this at your leisure, Moody Radio listening family. But because of our time being short, Brad, I want to jump ahead a little bit to one that really also is irksome. If you're looking at making an investment, sometimes it's very tempting to go into debt, borrow that money to make the investment. Then what happens?
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough when you lose money in an investment, but it's even worse when you lose somebody else's money. Mm-hmm. So debt can certainly bring some complications with it. So if you think a bad investment's bad, try paying somebody else back. So let's say you borrowed the money. Now you got to pay the bank back when there's no potential for any upside. So that often makes it a whole lot worse. But we always have to remember that anytime we take on debt, we've got scripture to go with it that says the borrower is slave to the lender. And that also means in the investment decisions that you make from that point forward too. So if you borrow money, put it into an investment, it could even be a business that you're starting, you're accountable and responsible to that person that you borrowed the money from. And if things start to go rough, they may force you to make some business decisions or some investment decisions that are not the right thing to do at that time for your best interest, but it is for their best interest because they're trying to protect the money that they lent to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of situations where people are forced to maybe sell something at a very bad time, where if they would have just been able to hold on, the value of it would have come back and maybe even made them good money in the long run. But because they had borrowed money, they were forced to make decisions that they didn't want to do.
It's just a tough, tough lesson to have to learn that way. And hopefully, as you're listening to Brad this morning, you're not going to have to learn this lesson. Take the advice you're hearing, because Brad is a financial planner, and he's given you all of this from a biblical worldview. So you can't go wrong sticking close to God's word. Hey, Brad, we're out of time, but real quick, where on the website, investingintruth.com, can we find this article?
We are in lesson 11 of Financial Boot Camp. It's Warning Signs of Bad Investments, but I also, as I do every week, I posted it to the front page. So if somebody goes to the website, they'll see it right there.